So we're holding in Siman Shin Chav Hey, Shabrasim Katan Chav Dalan, and Siman Hey. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that the case where a goy had caught fish or taken fruits off the trees, even for himself, a Jew can't use them on Shabbos. Even if it's a Suffolk, halacha is he can't. But since he didn't do it for a Jew, he did it for himself. Except for Matzi Shabbos, it's immediately mutter. Had he done it for a Jew, then it would be also Matzi Shabbos, a period of time called Bichdei She'yosu, the time it would take to accomplish that work. But since he did it for himself, so there's no way to Bichdei She'yosu. Okay, so Sekhan Chav Dalet. He says, "V'davki b'savik u'dah." So this situation that it's us is only if you have a suffik. We have to halachically assume that it happens on Shabbos. I will nicker that it assume erev Shabbos. If it's obvious, it's clear from the state of the fish, it's dried out, etc., to the point where it's clear that the fruit has been picked before Shabbos. They can prepare shenichem shu. They've started to wither a little bit. Chayim dogim or the fish, b'chay gabna, something similar to that, similar clarity. Then shuri, can the kamam simin shin simin tov kuf tes vav ayin shom beves yes. So if we are allowed to rely on some type of inference based on the appearance of the item, etc. Larav mitar miyad. It's permitted immediately. I go to the malacha with it on Shabbos. The davka kishos ha-malacha b'shrei Yisrael who the gazer li'asa b'er akadei she'yosu. If he did it for Jews, then matzi Shabbos, you have to wait matzi Shabbos the time it takes to do the work. It's only if it was done for a Jew. But if it was the guy did it for himself, that halacha doesn't apply. There's two explanations in why there's a dinner with Yehosu. One is because, right, the Shabbos is going to quote both of them in Tzivkot and Chav Ches. Neither of them apply over here. One of them is that there's a Gzeira. If imagine you could use the Matzi Shabbos immediately. So even though there's an Issa, there are abundant telegoy that work for you, we could see people saying they'll tell Graham to work for them, and even though they can't use it on Shabbos, they use it immediately on Shabbos, they still gain all that time. So it would be worth it for them, you know, there'd be a temptation and an enticement for them to be the Yorba this or Amir La'akum, because they'd gain all that time on Shabbos. We'll say, well, the Lachan, it's also on Shabbos, so you can do the work anyway. So what do I gain? There's no benefit at all, so I might as well wait and not tell the guy to do it. That's Tosfos's explanation. And Rashi says that Chazal do not want you to benefit from the malacha which is done on Shabbos for a Jew. There is this a situation of malacha which is done illegally. He did it for a Jew which he shouldn't have done, so you can't benefit from it. So you're using it immediately on Shabbos, it's benefiting from what he's done. Chazal don't want you to get benefit from that. So in the case he did it for himself, where there's no Isser involved with the Goy doing something for himself, so there's no malachas Isser involved that you're benefiting from. That should be a reason why you can't use it immediately after Shabbos. Okay. Sif Vav.
A quick question on that.
Yeah.
So something that's instantaneous, picking a fruit, there's the time is almost nothing. So is there a further kanas on that, or there is?
See the orchard, it takes time to get to from the city, etc. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Vav. Imliket v'tzad b'shir Yisrael. If the guy did it for a Jew, as opposed to when Sif Hey, he did it for himself, I'm sure you still have any human. He did it for Jews and non-Jews together, but he did it for Jews also. And Sarach Lahamt in the Arabic Kadesh Sheyosu. Then you have to wait the time of Kadesh Sheyosu. So the Mishnah Berurah and Chafav. Yimliket Mitzod Vud in the Bchol Malachus the Raisa Shosa and a Yehudi Bishul Yisrael. It's any Malach which is done for a Jew. This Malach applies. Even if the Jew didn't ask him to do it, still this Isser of Bichdei She'yosu applies. So where's the case you did it for both? gun shot. Yeah, Mechsa, you saw Mechsa Yenihuri. The city was half Jewish, half non-Jewish, and the guy was had a store. He picked for the people of the city. The law is that we assume he meant the majority of the people, unless there'd be reason to say otherwise. But if it's half and half, it's half and half. So the majority of the people are non-Jews. He picked for non-Jews. So the Isser B'Nishe Yes doesn't apply. If it's half and half, it would be us. Oh, B'Yidua Shagam L'Yisrael Tzab Alikid, after Rav Hoya and Yehudim, even the case of the majority of the Yehudim, it was clear for what he was doing that he had in mind for the Jews also. So that would have this halacha also. Okay. This halacha of waiting not only is for the Jew who it was picked for, but even another Jew was also. Even the also malacha the raisa b'shul. Since the goy did malacha the raisa for a Jew, also lekol lehonas ad matzis shabbat chadesh liyosu. No Jew can benefit from it until the period of time called chadesh liyosu. Shabbos Gufa, the Tiltanami Yosu, it could be Simon Tafkaz above, and therefore the item becomes Muksa, because you can't use it, and therefore it's also to move it on Shabbos, on that Shabbos. Now, Balav Dafka Bitso, this is not a Dafka by the Malach of fishing, of capturing something. So within Mechola Malach is any Malach of Bechanel. But Tam, the Osu Lokurl, Ad Bechdesh Yeh, so why is it Osu for everybody? A, Shal Yehelnu Mimalach, Hanasis Bishal Yosu Bishabbos, that nobody should get benefit from a Malach done for a Jew. If it would be permitted for immediate use, the guy would say, it'd be worth it to tell the. So now the first Svar explains why she blessed any Jew. It's because it was done for a Jew, there's an Isser being benefiting from such a malach. So it's also for the person it was done for, it's also for other people also. But the second Svar that he might. The Mishnah Berurah presents, which is Tosfos Shita, and he might go tell somebody. There'd be a motivation to tell the goy. So I understand it's also for the one it was done for. Why would other also for other Jews? So I don't recall how they answered that question. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. It's always, if I see Reuven's goy, and I'm benefiting from what Reuven's goy did for Reuven, so next time I'm going to ask my goy to do something for me. You have that problem. I imagine that's a problem. I don't recall offhand, but that's what I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Chavtas b'decha she'eosu. Before the Kabbalah Mesim and Tavkaz as well, what does b'decha she'eosu mean? So like John was asking, the time it takes to pull something off the tree is very minimal. The time it takes to travel to where he picked the fruits. To go then gather other fruits there at that point in time. The after the kind of return. Okay, so in other words, because if that's where the items are available, I'm benefiting on Motzi Shabbos that if I waited until after Shabbos to go to do it, he'd have to travel there, pick, and come back. That might take him 2 hours. And now I'm waiting 3 minutes it takes to pick something off the tree. So I still gain 2 hours, 1 hour and 57 minutes. But if I wait the time it takes to travel there, pick it, and come back, so I have no benefit. Now, in a case where many Yudu Mehechen have you, we don't know where the guy brought it from. We measure it, it would be something would be outside of the immediate border of the city. If the guy brought it in traveling by horse, so Masharin Gam came to the time it takes to benefit from what he did, Masi Shabbos would be the time it would take to travel there now by horse. And come back because that's his mode of transportation. The case of the goy was if the goy is asked directly if he did it before Shabbos, he's not nem. He's not believed. The goy can't testify for you. But a case where the goy wasn't asked directly, but it just came up with the conversation. Mesiach lefitumah. Mesiach means talking. Lefitumah, according to his innocence. He was just, the conversation was, hey, what you've been doing lately? He said, yeah, I traveled out there. I did this. Or that. You know, he's not saying in a testimony, just Mesiach lefitumah. And he mentioned that he was out in the orchard on Erev Shabbos at 12 o'clock and he picked some fruits. And then there they are. Oh, that's interesting, yeah. Mesiach lefitumah Erev Shabbos. I'm Mashik Sadr Shom, but Mesiman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. So the question is, take a look what he says over there, whether the goy is never Mesiach lefitumah. In general, we find that the goy, many areas of halacha, a goy is many areas of halacha, not milacha, but halacha. Mesiach lefitumah is a valid area for him to be nemo. See, if you want to say bracha, you have to go outside. So the rest he quotes, he gives me Maramachim to quote what he says. Bear with me a second. Ramos says that he's believed. Ramos says he's believed in a case where, and the logic reason why he's believed is because, in general, the more recently it's picked or caught, the fresher it is. So by admitting that it's from before Shabbos, in his mind, he's saying something to his detriment, so obviously he wouldn't lie. He says, yeah, they're fresh, they're just picked today. You know, okay, I don't know, I don't trust them. He says, yeah, I picked them 3 days ago. Why should he lie? I mean, you know, so there's a reason to believe him, so that's why he's believed in that situation. Okay. Zion. Sofigim Litzim Bishra Yisrael. There's a question if it's a situation we're not sure who he picked it for. Oh, so we know who he picked it for. He picked it for the Jew. But then you do it. We don't know when he picked them, before Shabbos or on Shabbos. A certain Baba Yom, they're also on Shabbos. This is the din of Safek is also, like the Mishnah Berurah mentioned before. We'll see in this later on. He said this is the later on. They're also on Shabbos, and they're also the Erev Kodesh Shabbos. So they're also Moshe Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos also. But Yeshem and the Arab Mutter Miyad. The Isra on Shabbos applies, but the Masi Shabbos is Mutter Miyad. That's the Mishnah Berurah and Lamed. Savakim Likta. Kerny Shani Hudi, Omer the Yisrael Litan Le Paris Shabbos. The Goy told the Jew that he could give him something. Well, the base Shani Hudi, Menosin Le Paris. And the Jew came to the Goy's house, and the Goy gave him Paris. The Savakim Likut Ela Bishulai. We don't know who he picked it for. He picked it for himself, and now he's decided to give it to the Jew. Or Shekoshav Lukut Acherim Bishulai Vel Likut Latsu Mitzkit. Sorry, did he pick these for the Jew, or did he originally pick other ones for the Jew, and these he picked for himself? Now, the Goy comes and brings the Jew a present. The Shabur is coming to contrast the case of the Jew went to the Goy's house to get something, as opposed to the case of the Goy brought it to the Jew. Because if that's the situation, we say it's not a suffix. The meaning, the Valei Bishviloi Dictum, we assume that if he brought him as a present, probably he also picked it for with the Jew in mind. Fresh bread. The meaning, the Valei Bishviloi Offer. Probably he pecked, we assume he baked it for the Jew. He didn't bake the thing of low bread. So, you know, hey, it's nice fresh bread. Why don't I give it to my neighbor? Probably he had the Jew in mind when he baked it. So he did malacha on Shabbos for the Jew. Or, we know he did it for the Jew, but we're not sure when he did it. Again, it's not in the case of a present, he figured he probably did it fresh. The heavy darn, or heavy limker. Or even he brought it to sell. The standard was they would go get the fruits and go sell them. They wouldn't go pick the fruits on Tuesdays and sell them on Wednesdays, Thursdays. They would pick every day. They would pick and go sell. So probably whatever he's selling or bringing to as a present, he picked it. You want to sell, you want to give a present, you bring the good stuff, which is brand new, bread and fresh. This halacha would be a little more difficult to apply nowadays, the assumption, because of our mass production, etc. But over there, they didn't have refrigeration, so if you wanted to sell something, you wanted to sell fruits that look good, you wouldn't pick them earlier, and you would pick them that day and sell them, and do the same thing the next day. So we assume that that's considered a vada. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu the Arab, it's an Isser on Shabbos, because of Safik, and it's also a Safik afterwards. Now, a time, why is the Osimi Safik? Avshu Musa Darabonin, even though it's an Isser Darabonin, the sake of the Kulu, normally we assume with Darabonin that we're Makel, in the case of such a Safik. Shouldn't have who double sheesh the material, and something shall be will eventually become permitted in its own.
Chef
Shalhamtin. Chef Shalhamtin on Shabbos. So now that's the it's called Yeshiva material. Wait till after Shabbos and use them. Now, that the reason why he's saying that because the halacha is if you're dealing with an item which would spoil till it gets to Motzei Shabbos, it will not last until Motzei Shabbos. So it's not called Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. Then Sabak would be Mutter, according to this argument. Sabak is also because, like Rashi says, why should I be Makel and be Mutter? Because of Sabak, I could wait a few more hours and eat a Behetzer Gomer. Well, I can't wait a few more hours because it's going to spoil by then. So then you then with Sabak would be Mutter. But Dabar Sheish Lamatirin, I could wait till after Shabbos because now we're not Mutter on Shabbos. Now, in Ho Yushnei Sekos Yachat, it wasn't just one suffix. First of all, we're not sure if he picked it, who he picked it for, and also not sure when he picked it. In Ploshin B'Shabbos, we're not sure if he picked it on Shabbos. The guy in Ploshin B'Shabbos, we're not sure if he picked it for a Jew. So it's a Sveik Sveik already. So Sveik Sveik, maybe should we make him? No. B'Shabbos Guv also, even the Rosh Hashanah Matirin, even Sveik Sveik is awesome. Again, why should we make him? We can wait till Motzei Shabbos and eat a Behetu. Whoever he picked it for, we already saw in the Sif Hey, the guy picked it for himself, it's still Osir on Shabbos. Right? So the fact that who he picked it for doesn't add any more heter in regards to that. But, Shabbos, the Sveik Seker would permit it, you don't have to wait Bikdesh Yeos. The Motzei Shabbos Chazal did not ask it because of a suffix. On Shabbos there, Machmer. It's still Dabar Sheish Lamatirin. Like, why should I be Makel right now? Misafik, wait 2 more hours and it'll be Motzei Gomer. Wait the time of Chlesh Yehosu when there's no reason to be Makel. So that the Shartzian and Lamed Hey asked the question. He says, "Da'afta ba'alma davar sheyesh lamatir and aser." So why does this opinion say that it's mutter? Sirelu who they hold the bezer the ikar ha'iser whom mishum gzeiru the gosher bonam besmeika after yesh lamatir. There's a difference between something which is Chazal made it aser be'etzim, something which is only gzeiru. You might if you mutter this, you might come to do that. So that already they weren't machmer on a case of davar sheyesh lamatir. Welcome back to the Mishnah Berurah. Shabbos the Isser Mishum Muksa. Besides the Isser of the Gzeira, there's also a Muksa problem. But they also agree the Muksa problem is Suffolk Muksa is also. Murder day in the Hatter, Phil Hech, the Rak Suffolk, in Mikkel Tuba Shabbos. We're not sure when it was picked. There was Suffolk Muksa in the Khmer, Yosim Mishar Sekhaz, the Bodhak and Abbas of Hech. We're Machmer on Suffolk Muksa. The whole argument is Motsi Shabbos. Okay. Now, Dinner Kosovo Yabbos, what do we do, Lamaisa? The mashem echrim the yesh lismichal yesher mem hazeh dein lahakma motzei Shabbos. You don't have to be machmer motzei Shabbos. You can use it right away. That's how the rabbi holds. Machayonim kosa dein lahakol rak letzarech mitzvah. Only you have to have some valid reason to be mekel. Okay, mashem echrim avram sivkat nyuches shen lahakol bezeh shekhen ekriya beziyas b'semin tov kuf tesvah. So the mashi seems that you should not be mekel unless you have a valid need to be mekel. There's no concern about the malacha of the rice being done. It's not something which is picked, it's not something which is caught. El Shahuba Michutz Tchum, but the problem is it was brought from outside of the Tchum on Shabbos. So, So the issur, the goy did it for himself. So then, you're allowed to use it, eat it, whatever on Shabbos, because they didn't answer. Tchuma doesn't generate that issur.
Right.
Sivches. However, if he brought it for the Jew, you're allowed to move it. The person who was brought for cannot eat it, but he can move it. So this is the first time where I can recall. We might have spoken about it once before. You learn Hilchos Muktzah, and you know Hilchos Muktzah is generally associated with the issue of moving something. But if you learn the source for the issur of Muktzah is the Asmacht is the pasuk of Hoya B'yom HaShishi V'Hechinu Eis Asher Yaviyu. You have to prepare items have to be prepared from Erev Shabbos for Yom HaShishi from the sixth day to use in Shabbos. That pasuk is referring to Achilah. So the smachta the Rabbanon that supports the concept that the use items on Shabbos, they have to be prepared for usage. That's a usage issue. That's not a movement issue. That's a usage. Eating it, working with it, etc. Chazal came along and they also added an issue of tiltal, of moving it. So he's telling us over here the regards to the issue of using it is a more chomer level of iser that's based on a pasuk, is an asmachta. That's a more chomer level of iser than the iser of moving it. So moving it is not a problem, but using it is a problem. V'yesh armim, then a lot of other min cheshbon rak tzur klam to be yom rishon b'leish yehusu. The goy brought this item for him. On Shabbos. Say, well, how long did it take him? It took him to travel to bring this item 3 hours. So, once he travels, away 3 hours. He says, yeah, but people don't travel on nighttime in those days. They didn't travel nighttime. It was pitch black. So, the same way we said before, that the amount of time called Bechdesh Yehosu means the time it takes to actually do it, not do the whole process, to go over there, pick it, and come back. Well, over here, the time to go is Sunday morning, he's benefiting by having it ready to go 3 hours after Shabbos. But had the guy, otherwise he would have had to wait till Sunday morning till the guy would ask go and get it, etc. So this Yeshayahu says the Shir Klesh Yesu starts the next morning. Now, that's only also for him. For other people, it's immediate, they're allowed to use it right away. Yeshayahu the Misha Hubu Bishuloi is Mutter L'Ermiya. There's no Yisrael Klesh Yesu. For that person, to Hashari the Israel the Talta the Filo Kishavilo any Yehudi the Atzmoi. No, stop. Veho, not there. Veho the Hashari the Israel the Talta the Filo Kishavilo any Yehudi Atzmoi. They had to move it. I have a problem. Halacha is an item. If a person goes outside of Tchum, goes out of the Tchum, or if an item goes outside of the Tchum. The law is it can't be moved more than Dalai Lama's. So if this item was Ginnah Shabbos outside of the Tchum, means its Tchum and Shabbos was where it was, it's traveled beyond 2,000 Amos from its place. So you can't move it more than 4 Amos. So this law that you can move it, that's very nice, but it has to be Sakhar Bahamas. Within Dalai Lama's of where it was put down. So you can pick it up and move it over there, and put it down in that area. Now, there is a halacha that something which is outside of the tchum, and it was came from outside of the tchum, or a person went outside of his tchum, and he ended up inside of a room. He's allowed to walk the whole room. The room is called 4 hours. If there's a wall around a chatzar, he can move the whole chatzar. If there's a wall around the city, he can move the whole city. Because that's called, he's inside of, it's like one spot. That's all like Dalai Lama's. If our halachas, a source of Pesach, You know, an Erev would be the same thing. So anything which is, once it's brought and put down inside of the Erev, you can move it anywhere within the Erev. If it has a wall. This is Hilchos Tchumen over here. Now, the halacha that if it has a wall, you're allowed to move it within the whole area, it's only if it has a valid, it's an area which you're allowed to carry in. So, the halacha is something which has a wall around that allows you to carry, is only that it was, the wall was put there for the purpose of, the wall was there for the purpose of living in. What's that? The wall was created for the purpose of living in it. What does that mean? That there's people there and they put a wall around themselves. But a case where that they, you know, we fenced off an area, the security wall of Israel, you know, and then they decide, hey, let's live behind the wall, it's a great place to live. That's not called, because there's a wall there, that's not called Mekafas Adir. Vistama Yaris Mekafas Adir. We assume that in cities in general, that's how the process happened, that it was, that there was people living there, and then they decided to put a wall around themselves. Vistama Yipsarim, and a Mekafas Adir. A fort is not called a Mekafas Adir. We'd assume that its main purpose over there was to create security, and then these people decided to then live there. Finally, come on, the Simon Tov Aleph. So the Mishmur says over there, the Ramah is telling, sending it over there, because over there, there seems to be a contradiction to this point we just said. Okay, that was a major mouthful. Zak the Mishmur Alam Dal. So the only, there's Shem B'Chashash, there's no concern about Malach D'Raisa. So it wasn't picked, it wasn't caught and captured. Either things which in general the concept of don't apply to them. Or it was things which it was fruit, but it was obviously the state of the fruit that they had been picked already for a while back. So the only issue we're dealing with is the fact that they've been transported from outside the tchum. So if the goy brought it for himself, it's mutter, you're allowed to use it filo b'achila, even to eat, on Shabbos. So filo oisim misif da'alad, b'chol malocha shal achila, shal sayin yoni b'shuloi, b'shal atzmoi. The case where goy did a malocha for himself, the Jew can't use it, that's malocha. But the only issue is, if the only issue is tchum, it's permitted. Now, tchum, there's two layers of tchum. Tchum that we know is 2,000 amos is tchum, but there is an opinion. There is a tchum called yud beis mil. There is a Rukiva shita is that even though 2,000 amos tchum is the rabbanon, there is a level of layer of tchum which is the raisa, something which is to travel beyond Yud Beis Mil. 2,000 amas is 1 mil, so it means 12 times the distance of a regular tchum. Yud Beis Mil, that's already an Issur D'Raisa. It's not Malacha. It's not Malacha. It's not Chayav Misa. So Rekiv Hashita is that Yud Beis Mil is D'Raisa. So he's saying, even though Yud Beis Mil is D'Raisa, this Halacha will not kick in that the item is Osir.
So that would be going against the malacha of Hutzah, or what would
the... No, in other words, even though there's no issue of Hutzah, I mean, it applies to the person himself can't walk Yud Beis Mil D'Raisa, even though not carrying anything.
So that's outside of the 39.
Right, because on a malacha, it's not one of the... the more it makes a lot of usage of a rekiva, the more it says that would be a case of a person who had all of the lamentas malachas. So how many kibbutz does he bring? The worst is, well, he doesn't have Shabbos. It's a day of rest. I mean, that doesn't, now, if you don't know what, but the whole concept means you forgot that there's a Shabbos there. The worst is, well, he knew a Shabbos because it's Tzchumen. According to Rebbe Akiva. So
if the person walks 12 mil within an area.
No, 12 mil is it's a distance. It's not a. The 2,000 is also a distance. It's not an amount of time that I'm walking. I can walk within my tomb. I can walk all I want, all around and around. Only I don't go past a certain distance. Lama Vav also the Mutal Taftal. The guy bought it for the Jews, you're allowed to move it, you just can't eat it. The person who's brought for it can't eat it. Mutal Taftal. The Homach was Atman Ain Behem Isim Muk. So there's no intrinsic problem in the item. In other words, the logic before we said, why was it muksa that you can't move it? Because at the beginning of Shabbos, this thing was attached to a tree. So the only way to get this item, make it usable on Shabbos, was through doing an isser, which the person doesn't do. So he was maksadait. People of the world were maksadas from this fruit that was attached to a tree. But over here, where it was usable. So how could it be muksa? So there's no isser muksa of moving it. So it's also to move. Now, but why don't we say a different source? Since the Jew can't eat it, because it was brought from Tum, so now it becomes an unusable item. An unusable item becomes muksa even on Shabbos. If something becomes unusable on Shabbos, and becomes totally useless, it gets it in a muksa. So why don't we say, after Mechila Serm Lois Yisrael, so the Chari should become muksa now to move it, because it's useless. Teretz says, no. The Kiman, the Yisrael Acher Mutorim, that idea that when it becomes useless, it gets a din of muksa, it can't move it, is only because it's actually useless. If I can't eat it, but somebody else can eat it, it's not useless. So, Meilo, it's not muksa. The Shulchan Aruch said, Lamoshal, before, this is an interesting question. Shulchan Aruch says that if a guy brings a letter on Shabbos, so it's better not. It's moksa. You shouldn't touch it. Mishnah Berurah says many achrayim say not like this. Even though he can't read it because it was brought for him, but other people could. So it's not considered moksa. The guy's a tiltul. But he says, but if the Jew's not interested in giving it, I don't want anyone else to read my mail. So then, in that situation where I don't want anyone else to read my mail, those items, I can't use it. I'm not going to let anybody else use it. So that's taka useless on Shabbos. I can't read it because it was brought from outside of the tchum. So loch is in that situation, it would be muksu. So that's those. So your mail. Local mail would not be muksa. You know, somebody else, you get a letter from somebody in the 20902 area code, it's coming from inside of the tchum. Get a letter from New York, chances are very good that the beginning of Shabbos, you get a Shabbos, it wasn't necessarily within the postal facility in Maryland, the beginning of Shabbos. Right? It's very possible it was en route, and it arrived at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, and they sorted it, and they brought it to your house. So it came from the tchum. So, if it's like a flyer from Sims, so like, you know, hey, I don't care if you read it, so it's not muksa. If it's a letter, it's my credit card bill, or it's a private letter, that would be considered muksa. You would have to move it. If you want to move it to the side, you shouldn't block the door, whatever it is, you move it with your feet.
Is credit card bill anyways muksa? Like even?
Could be it's muksa, because like Shari Hijet is, it's a business contract, a business. Yeah. Anyway, who would want to move it. Anyway. Lamed Zion. Yeah. I will lechel osir. To eat it is osir. So this item like this. We said it's not muksa to move because at the beginning of Shabbos it was really movable and usable where it was. So it wasn't muksa bad. So you're allowed to move it. It doesn't become muksa now because the other people who could use it. But you can't eat it. Now, v'mevi'u b'shvil shnei b'nei adam, shnei devorim. So the goy brought one thing for Reuven, one thing for Shimon. So Shimon says, hey, Reuven, I have a great idea. You give me yours and I'll give you mine. Asur m'lahaklev k'dei l'hatta b'chila. They're not allowed to switch in order to create this heter. In other words, why is it usher to use? We use the isser of using it as a way to, as a deterrent, not to ask the guy to do it for you. Well, if I have this subterfuge again, so I might ask the guy to do it for me. So, therefore, that goes into the exam. Now, v'lim k'la'ar k'shalahu b'bishuloi is mutter. Hanabah for the mutter, there's ways that you can conduct some level of business on Shabbos. So I could give it away to, you know, I could sell it away to another Jew, was it wasn't brought for. But you can't get any benefit, because then you're back to square one. That for me, it's also because otherwise I'm going to tell the goy to do it for me. For somebody else, I don't get anything. Why should I tell the goy? I'll tell you, I'll tell the goy, because I just made $50 on it. So we're back to the same problem. So you can't get any benefit. Okay. It's also b'nishu b'shuloi. Mavur l'kamon l'mechaz. Mavur l'kamon m'sim atavkut as well. Uvadin l'bnei beis adaser. Uvad b'shuloi includes the members of his household. Uvadin l'orchim shayim azvonim esav b'shavaz or his guests. Because these people are, you know, that's my achray is these people. Therefore, I would, again, the gezerah might come to tell the goy. I wouldn't tell the goy for my neighbor. Like, why should I tell the goy for my neighbor? I should do it very, because my neighbor should have something. But for my kids, my responsibility, or my guest, or my responsibility, I might tell the goy. Ayin shal mishabur. V'imhei v'ilim kar b'ir sh'ru b'yisrael. The situation was, he did not have a specific Jew in mind. He went out to the pick, or to bring this item, sorry, he went out to bring this item from outside the tchum, to sell in the city, to the right of this, who's the city? The case was, his mind is the people of the city. That's what he thinks about the majority. Well, the majority was Jews, also Lakol. The Mishil Kula Mehevi was brought for the Jews. Sharuba and Mihudim, Kazim B'Shulchanar Sham the Mutan, and Simon Tav Tuk Tetzvav, it says, if the majority of the people in the city are not Jewish, we assume he brought it for the non-Jews. So then it doesn't create this Isser, well, it's brought for Jew, and therefore it's also to benefit. Now, the problem over here is tchum v'dadim huva b'shvina l'malam yasora shori. Then tchum l'malam yasora. The tchum doesn't apply above 10 tvachim. So something which is traveling at the beginning of Shabbos, it didn't have a tchum because it was above 10 tvachim off the river bed. The boat was 10 tvachim above the riverbed, so, or the sea, whatever it was. So it never had a malkum at the beginning of Shabbat to say, well, that was its tchum, and now it traveled outside of its tchum. It didn't have a tchum. There's no tchum in Malam Yisora. And therefore, there's no reason why it should be also. So when would its tchum start? When it gets within, when the boat reaches a point that's within 10 tvachim of the ground. So right before it docks, the bottom of the boat might be very close to the ground, so that might be when it's going to start. Or you take it off of the boat, so then it's clearly it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. It's already here, and it's not outside of its tchum. But let's say it was docked at the beginning of Shabbos in a different city, and that was its malkum. So then it's way beyond its tchum. No, it was traveling right at the beginning of Shabbos. And there wasn't some point in time over in its travels, it didn't reach within 10 tefachim of the ground. Because if it did, that became its malkum. So if there, at one point in its travels, sometime during Shabbos, 2 o'clock in the morning, it went over a very, very close to the ground, the floor of the body of water that's traveling in. So that's considered now that that's a malkum. It's within 10 tefachim. It now has a malkum. That becomes its malkum. And then you count 2,000 amas from there. The rest of the time was above 10 tefachim. Doesn't help. On the ground, also the top of the chutzar b'amas, ayin shal. You can't move it beyond 4 amas. And again, but if by the time it now landed inside of a walled area. So once it's in the walled area, you can carry it the whole walled area. So you can't use it on Shabbos. You can't use it Motzei Shabbos. At least you also can. The issue over here is because we don't want the Yid to ask the Goy to do it for him. So if he can gain the time in Motzei Shabbos, so again, the Yid might ask the Goy. He says, no, I'm going to stop here.